Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to your latest edition of the Redmen Bite Size. It is Monday, the 12th of June. My name is Dan Club, and I will be taking you through all the latest Liverpool news. But before I do, I want to let you know that we're in the final hours of you being able to take advantage of our offer on Redmen Plus. That is, if you sign up as a club captain, yearly subscriber, and use the code MAC10, you will get a year's worth of content for half price. That's just £25 for all the amazing content we have to offer, including the incredible upcoming Bobby Firmino Best in the World documentary. So go over there, use code MAC10 and get that done. Right, let's get into the important stuff now. So, first and foremost, the headline news this morning was that Liverpool have reportedly made contact for Southampton midfielder Romeo Lavia. This comes from David Lynch via Football Insider, who provided what he described as a major update on Liverpool's bid to sign the 19-year-old Belgium. So he's under contract in Southampton until 2027. He joined last summer for Manchester City, and Manchester City actually have a buyback clause, believes we were £40 million for the midfielder, which becomes active next summer, that's in 2024. And Pep Guardiola's side believes we're very keen to take the teenager back to the Etihad. So this is a deal that I've spoken about a few times actually in recent weeks. I spoke to a Belgian journalist not too long ago, Sasha Tavrieri, about this one, and he was of the belief that Liverpool were incredibly keen on Lavia and making him one of their midfield signers this summer. And given the season he's just had, it's quite easy to understand why, I suppose, because despite Southampton being relegated, it's easy just to sort of cast a blanket over that and say, well, they were really poor, all the players are therefore rubbish. And we should know as Liverpool fans that that isn't necessarily always the case. You know, we signed Andy Robertson, we signed Gino Wijnaldum, both from relegated clubs. So there are sort of gems to be unearthed from those places, I suppose, in many senses. And I think Lavia will tick those boxes. Now, it's interesting positionally for Lavia because he is predominantly a defensive midfielder. So if he was to sign him, you'd probably sort of act as your backup to Fabinho, but then are you perhaps getting in the way of the development of Stefan Pajcetic? We've also got Tyler Morton returning from his loan spell at Blackburn, which for the most part was quite successful. So it might depend on where we see the future for Pajcetic in terms of positional. Do we see him as more of a six or an eight? And also with Tyler Morton, does he need to go on another loan? Does he have a particularly long-term future at Liverpool? Do we see him maybe as a permanent departure in the not-too-distant future? So, for me, Lavia is definitely a player on Liverpool's list that I would be okay with us signing this summer, quite frankly, if it was around that £40 million mark. I think you're right at the top of what I'd be willing to sort of pay for him. But if he was to be one of three/four midfielders that came in this summer, and he wasn't necessarily the first-choice six moving forwards, I'd be okay with it. He's very different in terms of style as a six that we've become used to with Fabinho. He's more of a ball-playing six who reads the game more than actually sort of the enforcer that Fabinho has been at his best. Fabinho's this tough tackling, you know, makes his interceptions as well, don't get me wrong, but he gets his foot stuck in, essentially. Lavia's not quite the same in terms of his physical prowess, so he will play the role differently, more of a ball-playing six. So it's an interesting one, but it's one, like I say, according to David Lynch for Football Insider, Liverpool are definitely keeping a close eye on Romeo Lavia. So he, for me, just to finish on that, would make more sense than going and signing James Ward-Prowse, which I know was news that also came about over the weekend. Now, the next story I wanted to touch upon was from Ian Doyle for Liverpool Echo. Now, the headline was, Jörg Schmadtke is working on two shortlists for double Liverpool transfer plan. And within the report, he spoke about the midfield and indeed the central defensive situation. Now, on
even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Midfield, he named Kevin Turan of Nice, of course, and Manu Kone of Borussia Mönchengladbach. He said they both remain on the shortlist for Liverpool as we try and determine our preferred and achievable targets. And he also mentioned Ryan Gravenberch of Bayern Munich. But he does also say that the German club have not appeared keen to sell, having only signed the Dutchman last summer, as it now was. He's had a difficult season, Gravenberch, at Bayern Munich. It hasn't really worked for him, as he would have hoped. Signed for Ajax, of course. Huge prospect, you know, set the world alight in the Eredivisie. But it hasn't really gone as planned. And he appears to be angling for a move away. I would say unless he can get sort of assurances over his role moving forward. So if Thomas Tuchel doesn't really see him as part of the main plans at the Allianz Arena, there could well be a deal to be done there for Liverpool. And I think signing someone like Gravenberch would be a huge coup for the Reds this summer. I think he makes a lot of sense for what we're looking to do. Ian Doyle also mentions Bruno Guimarães of Newcastle, and he says that the Reds are huge admirers of the Brazilian midfielder, but the recruitment team apparently accept a move for the Brazilian is almost certainly a non-starter. Yeah, I think, unfortunately, I spoke about Guimarães recently. It might have been on a bite size, and I said the same thing, essentially. It feels to me like, yes, Liverpool are obviously going to like him because he fits the bill, what we want. He ticks lots of boxes. However, signing a player from Newcastle right now seems nigh on impossible, which I didn't think I'd say 18 months ago. But given where they are in terms of their trajectory and obviously the money they've now got behind them as well, getting a player out of them seems difficult. So it's not a deal I can really see coming to fruition. Ian Doyle also mentions that a left-sided central defender is the ideal scenario for the Reds as well. And he mentioned Levi Colwill, who's obviously spent the season alone at Brighton, had a very good season. Obviously, will return to Chelsea now. And I think getting him out of Chelsea, much like the Newcastle situation in many senses, but for different reasons, because Chelsea will still see themselves as a rival of Liverpool. They'll be very reluctant to sell to us, I would imagine. But it's clear to see why we'd admire that player too. He too would be a huge, huge plus for the Liverpool squad right now. And he also mentions Mickey van der Ven, the Dutch midfielder. I'm so obsessed with midfielders, I've just called him a midfielder. Dutch defender who currently plies his trade at Wolfsburg, which of course is Jörg Schmadtke's former haunt. But he does say that Liverpool at present have not registered any official interest in the young defender. And finally, I want to bring you two more just quick sweeping pieces of news. And one of them is an interesting one, and it comes from the Press and Journal up in Scotland, and it's Paul Ferd, the journalist, for this one. He says that Liverpool are set to send former Aberdeen defender Calvin Ramsey on loan to Preston North End, and it's reportedly going to be a season-long loan deal. And for me, I think so much of this depends on what our plans are, A, in the market ourselves in terms of who we're going to bring in. I spoke yesterday about Benjamin Pavard. If we go and get the Pavard deal done, then we can probably allow someone like Calvin Ramsey to leave on loan because you've got yourself a backup there. You've still got Joe Gomez around, of course, as well. But if we don't end up signing Pavard, Calvin Ramsey may have to stick around. And he had a really, you know, disappointing season, I suppose, in many aspects for his first season on Merseyside. Obviously, injury plagued, a bit of a catastrophe in many senses. He'll be desperate to fix that. Now, whether Liverpool see the best way of fixing it as spending some time alone in the Championship, who knows? There's also a question about Connor Bradley. Enjoyed a brilliant season at Bolton. He'll be keen to come back and impress during pre-season. Is he ahead of Ramsey in the pecking order? Does one of them go on loan and one stay? Is it Ramsey that goes? It's an interesting one. And like I say, I think a lot will depend on what happens over the coming weeks. But again, there appears to be an interest at the very least from Preston on taking Calvin Ramsey on loan. And loans have worked for us in the recent past. I mean, Harvey Elliott enjoyed a brilliant loan spell at Blackburn, comes back, and he's now very much a mainstay in the Liverpool squad. So it can have its benefits, there's no doubt about that. And very finally, just want to touch on a story about Kostas Tsimikas. Now, according to Greek journalist Giannis Kourianopoulos on Twitter, Kostas Tsimikas has no intention to leave Liverpool. And as we speak, Liverpool have no intention to sell him either. So this is a truly fascinating one because Tsimikas is already of understudy to Andy Robertson at left back. Is he the understudy to Andy Robertson as a left-sided central defender? And if we go and sign a left-sided central defender, what does that make Kostas Tsimikas? Like, I think we're all accepting that we're not going to see the 4-3-3 formation as much as we used to. Therefore, what exactly is Tsimikas' role? Like, when we revert to the 4-3-3, he's very much the second left-back to Robertson. If we need to rest Robertson, in comes Tsimikas. If, you know, Robertson has an injury, an illness, suspension, whatever, Tsimikas is your man. But if we go into this new formation whereby Trent vacates the right-back role and goes into midfield, Andy Robertson tucks in to become the left-sided centre-back, I don't think we can really foresee a world whereby that suits Kostas Tsimikas. I think that's when we definitely need to sign someone to do that role, which would make Andy Robertson perhaps the backup to that person. And then you've got Tsimikas kind of very much kicking his heels saying, well, what about me? I need to play football. Like, I was already of the opinion that Kostas Tsimikas would be sort of crying out for more regular first team action. If you then sign a left-footed centre-back to act as a makeshift left-back, and then where does Tsimikas stand? That's a really, really difficult one to foresee. And again, much like the Calvin Ramsey situation I mentioned earlier, a lot will depend what the Reds can get done in the coming days and indeed weeks. But anyway, that'll be all for this episode of Red Men Bikeside. Before we go, I just want to quickly remind you of the opportunity that you simply cannot miss. There's a few hours remaining to use code MAC10 on Red Men Plus. Sign up as a club captain yearly subscriber. You will get a year's worth of boss content, every single thing that we do, plus the Bobby Firmino documentary, Best in the World, which I'm telling you now is not to be missed. Like, I've seen much of it. I've been involved in lots of it. It is absolutely superb. It truly is. So yeah, make sure you don't miss out. Get involved. And I will see, stroke speak to you all again very soon.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.